I'm Pepper Black, and I've been in Niken for about 8 months. My introduction to Niken was about 3 years ago. Gina Moran called me and told me that she had gotten into a really awesome company that I would totally love. And I was pregnant, and I was moving at the time, and told her I was not interested, but I'd be willing to buy something. So I bought her water filter, and I loved it. And then my mom and I went to visit Gina 3 years later, which was just last September of 2009. And my mom had a product experience with OsteoDense. So I called Gina and said, you know, I'd really like to learn more about these products. So she invited me to Dallas, Texas to share a room with her and go to the convention. So I got down there and Gina didn't show up because something happened with her plane. So I was actually at this convention with 2,000 people that I didn't know. But I walked into the hotel and Gina had made sure I was taken care of, and Ken Hankins was walking towards me on one side and Jerry White was walking towards me on the other. And on the way to lunch, we grabbed Ed Wien's. And so the five of us, Donna and Ken and Jerry and Ed, sat and had lunch. And I was expecting this big, you know, pull to get into Niken. And they were just really laid back and just real friendly and just kind of said, well, you know, tell us what you think. I had the opportunity to look from the outside in to Niken. It was a really amazing experience. I think the thing that affected me the most at the convention was there was a woman that stood up and they showed a picture of her in a wheelchair. And she said, that was me last year, a year ago. And she said, and of course she was, you know, tall, beautiful blonde, probably in her late 50s. And she said, a year ago I was on 17 prescription medications. 6 of them were painkillers. And she goes, I wanted to die. She said, but after being after purchasing a wellness home and using the Niken products, she goes, I have weaned myself off of 16 of the 17 prescription medications, and I'm weaning myself off of the 17th as we speak. And I was like, and I lost it. I just started crying. It was so emotional to me. I just thought, oh my gosh, this company is like, can really do this? I started to really soften and not have such a hard heart towards getting in the business. I spent a lot of my time eavesdropping on conversations and listening to the way that these products affected themselves or affected people. So I called my husband on Sunday morning. I told him that I really think that I wanted to do this. And I said, if half of these stories are true, then we might be able to, you know, make a lot of money by helping people, which I kind of have that personality. I really want to help everybody. So my husband, of course, told me that I was naive and that was exactly what the convention was designed to do, and I was a sucker and all this stuff. And I basically got off the phone with the permission that I could go ahead and purchase whatever I wanted to start the business, but he wasn't happy about it. And I sat there and I thought, either these people are really, really good actors, or this is the real deal. And I don't think that all those people showed up just to dupe me for $5,000. So I bought the professional pack, and then I bought the Naturest mattress. So I brought that all home, and I thought, okay, I really don't know anything about these products. So what I did was I put stuff on everybody. And I put a necklace on my friend, Karen, who has really bad migraine headaches. She has 3 to 5 migraine headaches a week. So I gave her the necklace to try. My neighbor down the road has a son who has autism. We put him on the sleep system. I gave my husband, who has type 2 diabetes and neuropathy in his feet, the insoles and put in his shoes. My girlfriend, Jennifer, she had a really bad neck, so I put a power patch on her neck. And then I kind of just waited to see what would happen. Well, the first thing that happened was it was 20 minutes after Karen started wearing the necklace, she called me and she goes, oh my gosh, she goes, my headache's gone. And I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yes. I'm like, that rocks. So I was kind of like, okay, well, all right. So that's my first one. And then a couple days later on Wednesday, I went down to my friend Jen's house and I had gotten my insoles. I had gotten my professional pack. So I got my insoles and I was showing her husband how to do the balance test and stuff. And Jen starts leaving. They were leaving for church. And she was like, oh my gosh, she goes, I didn't tell you. She goes, I haven't been able to do this for like years. I can look up into the sky. She's moving her neck around. I was like, oh, did you go to the chiropractor? And she looked at me, no kidding. She looked at me, she goes, no, you idiot. She goes, it's that magnet you put on my neck. And I went, oh. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? And she's like, yes. I'm like, it worked? And she's like, well, you told me it was going to work. And I'm like, I know, but they were strangers and you're my best friend and this is awesome. So then I went home and I kind of got the courage to ask Ted, my husband, you know, what was going on. So I walked upstairs and I said, honey, I said, I'm really not trying to bug you. I said, and I don't even know if there's anything going on. I said, but have you noticed any difference by wearing those insoles in your shoes for the last 3 days? And he kind of looked at me and he turned the television off and he said, you know what? You and I need to talk. And I'm thinking, oh no. So I sat down, I'm like, okay. He goes, first of all, he goes, I want to tell you that my legs are not tired. He goes, the second thing is, he said, I have more energy. Now, my husband works on concrete all day long. He owns a lumber company, so they're walking on asphalt. He goes, the third thing is, look at this. So he kicks off his tennis shoe, and he sticks his foot up, and he moves his right big toe all by itself. He's not been able to do that for several years without physically taking his toe with the other hand and moving it. So he just looked at me and got this, the cutest little smile on his face. He goes, honey, I think you have something here. I was stoked. So that gave me what I needed to go out and tell people. But 2 weeks after I did all this stuff, my neighbor calls me and she goes, Pepper, she goes, I need to come down and talk to you. I'm like, okay. She comes over and she goes, Alex, her son that has autism, she goes, you got to talk to Alex. So she brought Alex over. Alex had not been able to carry a two-way conversation, has not been able to look people in the eye to communicate, and he stuttered all the time. After 2 weeks on the sleep system, he could make eye contact with people, carry on a two-way conversation, and he stopped stuttering. So I was like, after 2 weeks with this stuff and putting it on people, I was totally stoked. I decided that I was going to build this business. I was telling some people here at dinner tonight that if I can't do something really, really well, I don't suffer from low self-esteem or anything like that, but there are times when I'm endeavoring into something that I get kind of insecure or not very confident of myself. And I thought, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do this? There was a lady at the convention that stood up, and she was either a diamond or royal diamond, but I remember her standing up, and she looked like, I mean, just a normal person. And I sat there and I looked at her, and she was amazing, the things that she was saying. And I thought, if she can do this, I can do this business. I can do this. So Jerry called me after I'd only been home for 3 weeks. Jerry White called me. He told me, he goes, listen, I said I was going to come and help you. I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. I haven't signed anybody up. I don't have anybody for him to meet. I am like freaking out. So I went ahead and I signed up 10 people. And so that, you know, I was like, someone's got to be in the room. So he came and we built it. We got it started. He got us rocking and rolling. Then he came back in February. And we went to a place called Del Webb, which is a 55 and older community. That's where my first silver comes from, Claude Pass. He's amazing. He just went silver last month. And I was so amazed at what these products could do for people. Jerry was, you know, doing, you know what Jerry does. He gets up there and people are, you know, moving their arms and haven't been able to move their arms. But I think probably the most profound effect that Nikan has had on me is the fact that I'm able to give people their life back. Like Claude, you know, here Claude is, you know, 63 years old. He wasn't able, his arthritis was so bad, he wasn't able to close his hand. And within, you know, 4 days of using our products, you know, something that medication, the doctors, makes me cry. The doctors couldn't do with medication in 10 years. In 4 days of just using our technologies and drinking the water, he's able to close his hand. He told me, he said, you know, Pepper, if you would have told me that a wellness home cost $100,000, I would have found a way to pay for it. He goes, because I have not felt this good for 10 years. And then I have this little gal, her name is Deidre. Deidre, from the time she was 8 years old, suffered from all these different bone problems, bone issues, neurological issues. I mean, she's just in pain all the time, fibromyalgia. Anyway, she was in really bad shape, and she started coming to my life coaching class. I've been teaching a class out at Del Webb just about nutrition and health and exercise. And she kept coming to my class. She asked me to come over to her house and talk to her and her husband. So I went over there and talked to her and her husband. She said, what do I need? And I just looked at her. I was just honest. I said, you know what? You need a wellness home. I said, you can't. I said, you can try to piece this together and you can do this in parts, but that's not going to do it for you. You need a wellness home. That's going to get you well. And I firmly believed it. I'd seen enough of the products that I was able to say that to her. After 2 weeks of living in a wellness home, sleeping on the mattress, her whole life revolves around a nap time. Her whole life. She's got to take a nap every day at 1 o'clock or else she can't function. So she takes a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day. About 2 weeks after living in a wellness home, she looks at her husband and she said, do you know what time it is? And he said, 1:30. She said, no, it is 5 o'clock. It is 5 o'clock and I have not taken a pain pill and I have not taken a nap. And it was like, amazing. It was, she called me, she's like, Pepper, you're not going to believe this. She's also off the morphine. She's no longer taking morphine. She's no longer taking naps. She feels great. She's got her life back at 60 some odd years old. She has her life back. That to me is priceless. You know, everybody says I'm doing great in Nikan. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable, especially when I'm in the presence of a room full of people that are diamonds and royal diamonds and platinums. You know, I'm just a silver. Our group is about 64 strong, and about half of them are building the business. Others are customers, and some of them just are kind of just waiting to see what they're going to do. But my goal is to retire my husband. That's what I want to do. And hopefully next year when we all get together, I'm hopefully going to be, at least, I would like to be at least platinum. I'd like to be diamond, but we'll see what happens. But that's my story.